This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Anti-racism protests continue around the world, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody 3 weeks ago in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis in the state of Minnesota. Protesters are marching in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at this hour. It and other racial equality demonstrators in the United States continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, one who was found hanging from a tree in California. The other was fatally shot by police outside a Wendy's fast food restaurant in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, after the man snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle in the parking lot. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Atlanta's mayor told reporters she doesn't believe the shooting of 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was justified. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled patriots backed by far-right groups gathered in the central part of the city. Television footage showed some agitators throwing punches, bottles, and smoke bombs at officers, as well as scuffling with rival protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Those assembling said they were there to guard statues and memorials vandalized during recent anti-racism protests sparked by Floyd's killing in the U.S. British police said Sunday they had arrested a man suspected of urinating on a memorial to an officer slain in a 2017 terror attack. Protests turned violent in France Saturday as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris and Nantes, France. People gathered chanting "No justice, no peace" while vandalizing storefronts and holding up various signs of black unity. The first clashes erupted after 3 hours of peaceful gatherings, in particular in deprived city suburbs. This is VOA News.